Greetings, this is Nigeria and I'm with Lydia Caesar. Man, she has a theater performance coming up Saturday, February 15th, right after Valentine's Day. So we're super excited at the Billie Holiday Theater in Brooklyn, New York, 1368 Fulton Street. And if you're available, I am encouraging you to come out and see this wonderful woman. Lydia, tell us a little bit more about Billie and Beyond at the Billie Holiday Theater. I mean, we all love Billie's music, so jump on in on how maybe she inspired you or, you know, what's going on with you.
Yeah. So I was so excited when I got tapped for this experience, Billie and Beyond, this series, and just being able to be a part of, you know, what I consider to be history at this beautiful space in the heart of Brooklyn, and to be able to honor Billie Holiday.
Yeah, especially during Black History Month.
Especially during Black History Month, like, I had to say a big yes. Like, I love just the ability to be able to tribute this pioneer, this mover and shaker. Like, when I think about Billie Holiday, she was a fearless woman. She was not afraid to use her voice in times where people were trying to hold back, especially a Black woman, right? People did not want to hear a big mouth, loud and proud Black woman singing her song.
Right.
And she did exactly that. And I love that. And I think that all of us singers out here can take a page from her book of fearlessness, because that's what I think about when I think of Billie Holiday, was somebody who was just bold.
Right.
And, you know, she was really sassy. Like, she was also, like, in her sad girl bag. Like, when I listen to her songs, like, I'm like, wow, Billie, you was going through it, and then you was talking about it.
Right.
And I love, like, that raw and realness about her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just honored to really dig into her catalog and be able to dig in my jazz bag, because I'm really an R&B girl. I'm a pop girl.
Uh-huh.
I really am. Like, I'm more of, like, I'm really more, like, Whitney, Michael, Stevie, those are the people who I cover. I very, very seldom do I cover jazz, because jazz is hard. Okay. And I'm not going to act like I don't have the ability. I sing, and I sing down. I must say, I'm really proud of my craft and how I have really honed it and all that. But I just stay away from jazz, because pop and R&B is just so much easier.
Right. Yeah.
When this presented itself to me, I said, you know, this is a moment for you to really dig deep and show your versatility. So I'm excited to, I'm doing a set of original music,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to be doing two Billie Holiday songs. And I've been working really hard and, you know, just learning her and her nuances, and then also, like, you know, making them my own. So I'm really excited to tribute the late, great Billie Holiday.
All right. Well, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, she's being modest. I mean, she's an award-winning songwriter. She's penned songs for commercials, movies, TV. She also can sing. She has 3 albums out. So, Lydia, let your light shine, girl. Don't be bashful. We are where key players speak. We talk your talk now. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, you know, I've definitely done the work.
Right.
I like to say I've been doing this for a long time, and I still a big part of me still feels like I am getting started.
Yes.
Still, you know, there's so much to do. I feel like my best days are still ahead of me.
Right, of course.
And, you know, I thank God every day for opportunity to keep doing this and to elevate. And I do feel like doing Billie and Beyond is a part of that process, is a part of me just elevating, you know, continuing to move on a path that is, like, to the moon, you know?
Right.
So being headliner of this series, I don't take it lightly. And I'm really excited to be able to show the audience who Lydia Caesar is.
Okay. Right, right, right.
Give them a taste.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you've been, you said a long time, and a long time is over a decade in the business. So you was in the business before DEI, and we're in DEI, mm-hmm. we're ending DEI, right? But for those mm-hmm.
Isn't
who are
crazy?
Yeah, yeah. But for those who are coming in the industry, especially women, I want you to really just, if you can, encourage them about honing in on their craft and just letting God mm-hmm. do it and kick down the doors anyway.
Yeah. You know, what I will say is your gift will make room for you, right?
Come
That's
on.
Biblical. I'm a woman of faith, a woman of God.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I didn't understand that phrase when I was young. It's, you know, it's poetic. Your gift will make room for you. Like, mm-hmm. what? And what I will say is that also goes to me along with the scripture, faith without works is dead, right?
Right.
So I say that to say you can have a gift, but if you don't use it, if you don't practice, if you don't exercise that gift, if you don't become better, if you don't share it, you can lose that gift. And the gift won't make room for you at all because you're not doing any work.
Right.
You're not doing
right.
the work. And so I want to encourage women, young, old, every race, every creed.
Come
if
on.
God has given you something, it is imperative, especially now in the time where I feel like now more than ever, people need to be using their voice to spread love, light, positivity. It is your duty to use that gift, to hone that craft, to sharpen that skill, and to share your voice and share your story with the world and leave an impact. That's what Billie Holiday did. That's what I strive to do every day, not just for other people, but for my kids. You know, I'm a family woman. I have children, and I want them to see what it looks like.
My God.
To really
mm-hmm.
go after it,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's, and especially in a field like this, it's really hard. You know, it can be discouraging at times, but it is your duty to keep going, to push forward. And that's the only way you're going to see through to success, see it through to the other side, have those big monumental moments that make you say, you know what? You know what? You're not crazy.
Right.
You have something special, you know?
Yeah.
And you just have to get out there and don't just knock on the doors. You got to kick them.
Right.
You got to pick up your legs and hit them doors down and create space for yourself.
Yes.
And so that's what I've been doing. That's what I'm going to continue to do. I believe there's so much more in store for me. And I'm just glad that this show is going to be a part of my legacy and my journey.
I love it. And you talked about being a mom. You have a streaming show called Mommy Mixes. Tell us a little bit about that and how that started for you.
Yeah, so really, they're parodies. It started with Money Long's Twin, Where Have You Been? That song. I can't
uh-huh.
I'm drawing a blank right now.
It's okay.
Made for Me. It started with that song, and I remixed it about my daughter not going to sleep at night. And it went so viral. It got like 10 million views so fast. I knew that there was something there.
Right.
So I started this series on social media called Mommy Mixes, where I remix popular songs and I make it about being a mom.
Right.
All the drama that comes with being a mom, from having to do a laundry for the house of five, to having to come up with a new meal every night, to not being able to get sleep, being sleep deprived, you know, just all the funny things, stepping on toys, getting toys thrown at your head. I mean, and they've all over 100 million views.
Wow.
From all these mommy mixes, because it's relatable. What I was doing is saying, you know, I'm going to take every part of my life and put it into my music.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, I want to reach people. There's nothing off limits. And before, like back in the day, like even just like 10 years ago, maybe even just 5 years ago, it was like taboo to like, you know, be a mom.
Right, right.
Be a musician. It's like
exactly.
Which one are you? It's like,
which
you
one
know,
are
that's
you?
Supposed to come. Yeah, now with social media, like people want to see everything.
Right.
Every aspect, every facet of your life. I think it's healthy. Right. I think it was a little bit toxic before when it's like, oh, well, if you're a mom, don't talk about it.
Right.
You know,
right.
People don't need to know about that part. That's not sexy and that's not marketable. But now it is.
Yes.
Now we're in a place where thanks to social media. Right. And like, there's some negative.
Absolutely.
Also positive to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been great to be able to really just be transparent and show my full journey and show, you know, today I may be changing a diaper, wiping runny noses, running to school, and then tomorrow I'm on a flight to be on stage and be the superstar that I am. I can
come
do
on.
Both.
Come on.
And both well. You
right,
know?
Right.
So I'm just glad that the mommy mixes were able to really open that door. And it's encouraging to find your tribe. You know, I
yes.
found a tribe of women who we can relate and love on each other. Share our experiences, and I think that you know, the mental health of a mom is really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it can be really hard, and it can feel lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, the remixes just opened up a space for us to just community, for us to be on social media just laughing and enjoying, you know, the ups and downs of motherhood.
I love it. I love it. I love what you said. You could be wiping those, changing diapers, and, you know, you've opened up for some of our Grace Brandy, Boyz II Men, yes. And my yes. guy Stevie Wonder. You know,
it is
appropriate for you to just share that life. If you need to hear Lydia sing, you can go to a YouTube page and hear Through It All. Talented, can sing.
Thank you.
Listen, make sure you go see her on Saturday, the February 15th. Yes. At the Billie Holiday Theater.
Yes, and come on out.
Yeah.
Get tickets in advance. Get tickets at the door. Whatever it is, just make your way. It's going to be a really, really memorable experience. And I'm glad you brought up Through It All. I'm going to be singing that at the show. It's one of my biggest songs. And it's Valentine's Day weekend, so I want to share love. And
yes.
And also, through tributing Billie, Black history. So it's going to be twofold. We're going to celebrate love, and we're going to celebrate Black History Month.
I love it. I love it. Now, is there anything else you want to share with us before we go? Like, what's next for you, Lydia?
Yeah, I want to share a little bit of what's now, right?
Okay.
Because we got some things going on. I released a new song. Well, it's actually not a new song. This is another re-release. The song is called St. Louis. That's my latest release.
Okay.
It's out streaming everywhere right now. I really want whoever hears and sees to head to wherever you stream music and find St. Louis. I'll be performing that. And I also, right before St. Louis, I released a song called The Greatest Love Story Ever Told, another single. And that is your new self-love anthem.
Okay.
I want you to listen to that when you wake up in the morning, before you go to bed at night, and love yourself in between all day while listening to that song. So those are the two things I have going on right now. I'm releasing a new song called Hope. I will be performing that song. It's unreleased. I'll be performing that on Saturday as well, so look out for that.
We love exclusives. Yeah, we love exclusives.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
It is an exclusive for sure. First time anyone will be hearing it will be on Saturday.
Okay.
And then my website, everythinglydia.com. That's how you can keep up with me and find my songs, my merch, everything I have going on.
I love it. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So Lydia, as you continue to prosper in your career and go into higher heights, please double back and put us in the loop. We would love to continue to be one of your media partners.
We are locked in and family forever.
Love it.
Stay left.
All right, family. So make sure you check out the Billie Holiday Theater to see Lydia Caesar perform and sing her songs. Thank you, Lydia, for coming through.
Thank you.
We appreciate
you. Love you guys.
In fancy places, oh, picnics in a park.